There are six questions, and the time limit is 15 minutes. Any questions that have not been asked within this time period will be subject to a written response. I call on Georgia to ask her first question to Keith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm afraid I was a little bit late coming in due to queues. I shan't continue where. I missed the section number 2, which is about non-pecuniary interest. Is that correct? I'm a member of a group called Friends of Pinner Park Farm, and I think I should have mentioned that if I'd have been here earlier, so I thought I'd get that out of the way.
Thank you. That's noted.
Thank you. So the question for Keith Ferry, Councillor Ferry. The recent consultation regarding the future of Pinner Park Farm was a closed questionnaire with two options: a country park with some authorised development, or a country park with some more authorised development. There was no third option allowing residents to express a view to retain the working farm, and as such, they were denied any real choice regarding the future of Pinner Park Farm. Would this council now recognise the error of their ways and move swiftly to a meaningful conclusion that there is a need to work with the tenant farming family who wish to invest in the future of Pinner Park Farm in order to secure a working farm on this site and thus enable an area of great historical importance, outstanding natural beauty and rural delight, to continue to be enjoyed by the people of Harrow for generations to come?
Thank you very much. The consultation material online, which ended on the 22nd of July, and the three public sessions at the Art Centre made it clear that these were alternative proposals to existing uses, details of which were clearly identified. Two broad-based options were provided, and residents were able to put forward alternatives or suggest changes to the two options. This was also made clear to everybody who attended the public sessions or has subsequently contacted the council. All opinions will be assessed against the status quo in common with the council's decision-making procedures. The consultation has now ended, and officers and I will evaluate the feedback. I will then make a decision on how to proceed, and further consultation is likely, almost certain, as a result. I always try, before starting a campaign, to look at the facts of the matter, and I suggest you follow my example. You say there was no third option allowing residents to express a view to retain the working farm. Number one on the consultation, the question was, do you support the principle of providing greater public access to the 230 acres of existing green space at Pinner Park Farm? That would seem to answer your closed question. There were five questions in all. If we have an overriding agreement that there should not be any more public access, then the status quo will prevail. And 230 acres of community land, which was given by Henry VIII to the people of Harrow, will remain under the control of one family. If they say otherwise, then there will be the opportunity for people to say, well, I would like my father to play cricket on the cricket pitch at Pinner Park Farm. I would like my mother to enjoy the picnic area at Pinner Park Farm. I would like my son to feed the lambs at the community farm at Pinner Park Farm. And I would love my daughter to have her riding lessons at the riding stables at Pinner Park Farm.
Any supplementary, Georgia?
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor. Central government are giving their support to British farming as outlined in their document published July 2014, a plan for public procurement enabling a healthy future for people, farmers and food producers. The Prime Minister states in his foreword to the document that central government departments have already committed to using this procurement framework, and I expect many schools and hospitals around the country to do the same, following the lead of the innovative case studies outlined here today. This new framework will help British farmers create more jobs and invest in more sustainable practices, and it will help millions to eat better quality food. It is a triple win and one I warmly welcome. End quote. we in Harrow are in the enviable position of having a 230-acre farmland, Pinner Park Farm, which is producing top-quality free-range beef to a high welfare standard. My question is, will this council endorse this particular initiative of procurement which supports British farming, and in doing so, give its backing to a farming success story right here on its own doorstep?
I'm sure you're aware of DEFRA guidance that states that 2 head of cattle can be supported by 1 acre of farmland, which means that the 98 head of cattle that are there at the moment could be supported on just under 50 acres, which means there's 180 acres of land which is presently not being used, which is available for community use, and I submit should be used for the benefit of the people of Harrow.
Next question, James to David.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Leader of the Council, in a speech at the last full Council meeting, congratulated councillors of all political persuasions on their success at being elected at the May local elections. I saw this as a signal of good intentions that whilst there will always be obvious political differences of opinion amongst us all, there was a desire for more cooperation and greater scrutiny of council decisions. Will the Leader and his group consider not only appointing councillors from the main opposition group to his cabinet as non-executive members without further delay, but also extend the time limit for both councillor and public questions at cabinet meetings to 30 minutes, half an hour, in order to aid better engagement with the council by both members of the public and other councillors?
Thank you, James. This similar question was asked of me of cabinet a month or two ago, and the response which I gave still remains with regards to this administration are currently reviewing the scrutiny of all bodies, not just cabinet. It includes the committee structure, the overview and scrutiny function, and others. And so we'll be bringing forward our plans in due course with regards to the specifics around cabinet. We've committed a non-exec member from the voluntary sector, and so but also keen to hear more of your views on what you said around 30 minutes or whatever you said on specific public and questions. If you've got more ideas, we're keen to hear them.
Supplementary, James.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's good to hear, David, Councillor Perry. I created my question out of all sincerity. Look upon me as a critical friend, apart from your ward councillor, by the way. Welcome to Headstone North. One of the things I'd just like to leave you with, one of the very few things to come out of the car crash of 3 administrations in the last council, was a cabinet that included councillors from other parties. And I'm not talking about myself because I'm an independent councillor. I'm talking about other parties who are bigger and have more members. I would just like you to consider in your deliberations that to do the right thing and to include voices from other parties so that we can all at times work together for the common good of Harrow. Thank you.
Thank you for your supplementary. Your sincerity is welcome and is received and is noted and is heard. And as one of your constituents, you'll hear from me soon.
Right, third question, Susan to Varsha.
Thank you very much, Varsha. Can you confirm how many staff positions will be lost, if any, as part of the change you intend to make next year from cyclical to zonal residential street cleansing?
Thank you, Councillor Hall. As indicated in the Cabinet papers, there will be 6 posts removed, and it will be 2 driver team leaders and 4 operative posts.
Supplementary, thank you, Mr. Mayor. In defending this proposed cut in the media, you claim that, and I'll quote, "We are confident that this can be done without jeopardising the appearance of our streets." However, the relevant Cabinet paper last week said, "The saving item on responsive zonal cleaning is likely to have an impact on the street cleanliness performance indicator." So either you're misleading the people or the Cabinet paper is wrong. Can you tell me which it is? Is either or?
Thank you. Well, obviously, the indicator is something that the Tory group always track, and it will have some effect on it, obviously, but we will ensure that with the reduced government levels of financial support, that we will deliver clean streets on the value for money basis, as this means that the administration will target resources where there is the greatest need.
Next question, Barry to Sachin.
Thank you. Councillor Shah, can you rule out council tax rises as a way of balancing the budget over the next 4 years, and specifically in 2015-16?
Thank you, Barry. I know from other questions you've asked me, you've been reading our manifesto, presumably because you want tips on how to write a great manifesto. And I take it you're asking me this question because you want tips on how to write a good budget, because we know your party does need some help on writing budgets, because you left us a £25 million deficit next year, £75 million deficit over 4 years, and you deleted most of the contingency. So you left us with a reckless, irresponsible, unfair budget. Labour is now starting the work to fix it. With good budgeting, what you need is to make decisions in the round, take all the decisions together. So this group, in doing budgeting properly, we'll make all the decisions together, taking account for the big picture, and we'll make a decision when we publish the draft budget in February. But of course, I know that you like giving great quotes to the media, so I'm sure now you can use your supplementary to tell us your plans to balance the books, and because we know you were the opposition with no ideas last time. Let's see if you've got some ideas. Tell us how you'll balance the books.
Barry?
Thank you. I find it amazing that he can waffle on without actually answering the question of ruling out council tax rises as a way to balance in the budget. Is it either yes or no? But let me go on to my supplemental question. Can you, given the fact that you keep banging on about a cost of living crisis, why are you seeking to add to it by refusing to rule out a council tax rise, albeit, as your leader pointed out last night, that no more than the rate of inflation, but that's still a rise in costs. And also, you're doing that against what the Child Poverty Action Group called, and if you read today's press, the harshest scheme for council tax benefit localisation in the whole country. So not only are you refusing to rule out a council tax rise, and you're probably having to get a cribbed answer from your leader now, because after all, sort of, you know everything about the budgeting, so you don't need to draw upon your leader's comments about this, and you look at it, you're forcing the vulnerable to pay whilst you're freezing the level of council tax for the rich. So I'd like to ask you, given your socialist principles, why is it that you thought it necessary previously to bring in a council tax rise for the lowest paid, unlike other Labour boroughs and Conservative boroughs across London, which absorb that rather than pass it on to the people least able to pay? Perhaps you could actually answer the question yourself.
What an interesting rant, and I think it goes to say exactly what David was saying about you two being great vote winner for the Labour Party. That rant made no sense whatsoever. And as for listening to the leader, yes, I do listen to my leader, because he's my leader, and of course I'll listen to the words he tells me. On council tax benefit, you had a chance in your administration to change it. You didn't actually. You did. It came for review, Susan, at the Cabinet. You're chair of the Cabinet. You're chair of the Cabinet. You did. You were chair of cabinet, and you could have reviewed it. It is a shame. You were. I mean, but let's look at. Well, let's look at the financial mess that you guys leave. We fixed the mess of Whitmore High School. Overspending your administration, you hid it, and we made sure it sorted out. We built up contingencies in your party. You spent the contingencies before the financial year had even started. What absolute utter madness of way of budgeting. This side will budget properly, will do it correctly, will do it in the big picture, and that is exactly how you should be doing budgeting.
Members, time's up with the questions and answers, so we'll have the written from the various members' answers. Moving on to